A beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together again. See that sand sifter that I brought to show you, filled with little holes so that when you put the sand in here, it comes out like this. Let's take it to the sandbox and I'll just put some sand in it. Hi, fish. There's the sifter. See, when you shake it, then it makes it look as if it's raining sand. Right down onto the sand. I think maybe I'll try it with some water. See how it goes down there? I don't want to put too much water in the sandbox there. Well, you know, rain comes down. Yeah, rain comes down from above. Wouldn't it be funny if rain went up? Let's think about that. Rain going up. Sand going up. Just pretend, you know? Swimming in the sky, is that a funny idea? Did you ever close your eyes and think of things like that? Well, that's something that we can imagine, but it's not real. Of course, this sand right here is real. And if you threw it up, it might come down in your own eyes or somebody else's eyes, and that would really hurt. Could make a person cry. Yeah. Sand is a thing to play with in a sandbox, or on a beach. but it's something people must not throw up in the air. Oh, there's somebody at the door. I'll come back, take care of this later. Let's see who it is. Coming. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. I have a delivery there for you.
A fish.
It's a fish for your aquarium. I don't think you have one like this one. It's an angelfish.
Well, thank you very much. Let's take it and put it over there.
All righty.
To the aquarium.
Now, don't put it in the aquarium yet. Just let the bag, plastic bag, float in the water. All righty. You see, the water in the bag has to become the same temperature as the water in the aquarium.
So it equalizes it.
That's right.
How long should I leave that bag in there, bud?
I'd say for about 20 minutes.
Good.
While we're waiting for that, why don't you come over and visit with my grandchildren today, all righty?
Are they there now?
Well, Chrissy's not there yet, but Terry is.
Oh, yes, I saw Terry and your wife at Elsie Neal's shop yesterday.
Oh, they were doing some weaving. They enjoy their weaving. Well, let's go on, all righty?
I'd like to check in the back and see if I've turned off the hose.
All right.
Would you go with Mr. McFeely? Maybe just wait for me on the porch.
All righty. I'll take a little swing on the swing, maybe.
All right.
Okay, meet you out there. Right outside.
Glad I checked. I had forgotten to turn it off.
Well, it's a good thing you checked. Well, I have a bike parked over here.
Good.
I'll just get that, and we'll be
Fine,
on our way.
We'll be on our way to the McFeely's.
Okay, here's the speedy delivery bike and the speedy delivery to Mr. McFeely's and Mrs. McFeely's.
Come along. Be outside?
Well, sometimes they're outside.
No, I don't see them.
Well, I guess they must be on inside. Come on, right this way, Mr. Rogers.
Come on in.
Betsy, Terry. Oh, they're in the kitchen.
David, your grandpa's brought a friend along.
You remember Terry?
Oh, really? Hi, Terry.
Remember him? We just saw him yesterday.
That's right.
Over Elsie Neal's. Do sit down, Mr. Rogers. Glad to see
Have
you
a
here.
Seat.
Did you look at this?
What are you
I
doing
just.
Today?
Do you mind if I brag about your dress?
No.
She made this dress. She sewed it herself.
That's excellent.
Now I've gotten out some old dresses I sewed. We share that.
Where'd you work on this?
Home.
Yeah, on a sewing machine that she has at home. But now she's trying on some old doll
clothes.
Very well
made.
That I made a long time ago. And this, I don't know if this one's going to fit. What do you think?
I hope so, because this is so pretty.
It is a pretty one.
Looks like a long dress.
This one didn't even fit.
This one didn't?
Mm-mm. For a smaller doll.
I think it'll fit, don't you?
Looks like it. We've got it made in the shade,
there.
Terry.
See?
Very nice.
Ta-da.
Do you mind if I try something on it?
Nope. Here.
When I see a doll without a hat, sometimes I just get out moon handkerchief and...
Yeah.
Give it a babushka.
Babushka.
A scarf for the head.
Or a scarf. That's pretty. I'm dancing away.
Right. What about this? Be like a veil?
Yep. On wedding day.
Or peekaboo? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Peekaboo.
Do you and Chrissy play... dolls together ever?
Once in a while. Yeah.
You have some good times, you too.
Yep.
And she's your younger sister.
Right? She's the middle one.
And your youngest sister is 3 years old, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get angry with Chrissy because you're so close in age?
Yeah. Everybody gets mad.
I'm sure that's true. Everybody else get mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what.
Oh,
it's
look
Judy.
Who's here. Look who's here. Hi. Hi, hi, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Chrissy.
Hi, Judy. Good to see you again.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello there, Chris.
Hi. I'm so glad to see you.
Mrs. Thompson, I'm glad to see you.
Hello. So nice to have you all here.
Chrissy.
Hi.
Glad to see
so
you.
Would you have time this afternoon? I know you're busy. I have to go downtown. Dick wants some drill bits, but I don't know what kind to get.
Well, let's do it right now, all right?
Okay.
We'll be back a little later.
Okay, Miss
Fine, but hurry back. I want to
okay,
see you.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Come on in the kitchen, girls.
Okay.
Hey, let's make Grandpap's lunch and surprise him. Yeah. Let's surprise
Grandpap's lunch.
Grandpap's lunch and surprise him?
Yeah.
Okay, girls.
I'll get the food, Chris.
Chrissy, I don't want you to...
I'll pack it.
I don't think there's anything in there.
We drained it out. Here. Don't get it there. Here, let me.
Okie dokie.
Let me. I'm packing. Go get the other food.
No, let me.
Okay. 40.
You could stick those dolls over here. Don't like to mix the dolls and the lunch.
Okay.
Oh, and Terry, look, I want you to get that cutting board from over yonder on the stove because I don't want you to cut anything here on this table.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'll get some food.
Okay. Here. Can I have a paper towel, too? It's the only other thing I need because you spilled a little milk here.
Get bread over there.
Oh, isn't there any bread in the fridge? Oh, yeah, there it is.
There's the lunch bucket. And the lunch is going to go in the lunch bucket for Mr. McFeely. Do you often make your granddad's lunch when you're here?
Yeah, well, that's pretty often.
Oh, that's already washed, that celery. Good, Chris. Okay.
You
remember where the knives are over here, hon?
Oh.
Okie doke.
I'll get it.
Okay.
Okay, you go get the silverware and the food. I'll pack them up.
Okay.
Okay, I think it's on the other side in the drawer there. I will need a knife, and what else?
Knife and...
What kind of sandwich are you going to make?
Jelly and then a cheese one.
Jelly, well, that, all you'll need is one of those table knives.
Yeah. Where's the cheese?
I'll get it, because I'm packing. Let me get the cheese. No, I get the cheese.
Yeah, you get the cheese. I'll make the sandwiches.
Maybe later we'll have a snack with some orange juice.
Okay. Let's work on the lunch right now. One thing at a time, ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get a knife.
Okay.
We have a knife.
I know, but one for the cheese.
You don't need a knife for the cheese.
You're getting around mighty well, Chrissy Thompson. Boy, last time I was with you, you used your crutches the whole time.
You stick that right in there?
Oops, sorry.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Here. Make a half a sandwich for him.
Okay.
Let me have it.
Okay. Cutting on the cutting board.
Cutting on the cutting board. Yep.
Okey-doke.
Now he's got two sandwiches there.
How about a little something sweet, something for dessert?
And some celery.
Yes, get some cookies.
Oh, there they are in the cookie jar.
How many?
Two.
Oh, I'd say two is a good number. Okay. Not too many.
Two big cookies for him.
Okay. They take good care of their grandpa, these girls.
I can see that.
Let's get some fruit, Chris. Okay, I'll get some fruit.
There's an orange.
Oh, there's a banana here, Chrissy. Let's do that.
Oh, yeah, there.
Bananas are very, very good for you.
Which one does he like better? The orange, the apple, or the banana?
Doesn't matter. You choose.
Okay, I'm going to take the biggest orange here. How about that?
Okay.
That'd be big.
Okay.
There.
Now, where should you put it?
You got to pick it up and put it in the refrigerator.
We'll act like we never packed it and put it back where it was.
Oh,
okay. Can you reach? Ooh, that's high. Good girl.
And then when he goes and sees it, the whole latch will be in it.
Okay. Hey, they're back already. I'm
You're
so
back
glad.
Already. Here we are.
Oh, come sit down.
Hello there.
Come sit down. Oh, you don't have to go quite yet, do you?
Well, I know that you all have family things to discuss.
Oh, well, that's true, too, but you're part of the family in a way.
I feel part of it.
Pretty busy kitchen we've got here.
It sure is.
Everybody's doing something.
Wait till your dad see. The girls have made lunch in the lunch
box. Oh, that's a big surprise.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
here you are.
What's
your lunch?
My lunch?
They made it while you were gone.
All my favorite things. And a nice big orange.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, girls. Thank you.
Do you have any deliveries to make?
Nope. I'm taking the rest of the afternoon off. I'll save this for tomorrow morning and spend the afternoon with my four favorite ladies.
Well.
All righty.
Have a grand time.
Okay, good day to you.
Your sitting still exercises have really come in handy, haven't they?
They certainly have.
Bye-bye, Chrissy.
Bye-bye.
We'll see some of these
bye,
days.
Mrs. Thompson. Bye, Terry.
You're a sight,
I'm glad to have been with you.
No sooner did
good day.
They
see you soon.
So long, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We'll just go back to my place. Those party favors that Mr. McFeely brought here yesterday? You know, I held my arms way out and popped them like that. Well, did you know that some people sometimes call a certain kind of a party a shower? Maybe it's because they shower presents on the honored guest. Have you ever seen my shower in the bathroom? I won't turn it on because it gets too messy when I'm not in there, but I'll show it to you. Come in. Right in here. Here's the shower. Now, you see, if presents came out of there instead of water, it would be a shower of presents, wouldn't it? But presents don't come out of showers. People give presents. Why don't we just have some make-believe right here? Let's make believe that Mrs. Platypus is having her shower party for Lady Elaine Fairchild today, and she and the others are giving Lady Elaine presents. Miss Polificate could even be giving a real shower like this for a present. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, it's a Bill, beautiful day for a shower.
Mm-hmm. I thought I'd give this kind of a shower to Lady Elaine for her present. I figure she can always use it, even if she doesn't get married.
A happy shower, everybody.
Hi.
Meow, meow, meow.
That's a beautiful sign, X.
Happy shower. Isn't that a funny name for a party? A shower.
Hi, but I think that it means we shower the people with gifts.
Meow, good wishes, meow.
Yes, we do have good wishes for Lady Elaine and Corny, although I have my doubts.
Well, here she is.
Bride
to be.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Well. You certainly look all dressed up there, Lady Elaine.
Nothing too good for my neighbors. Whoopee! What a party.
A happy shower, Lady Elaine.
Meow, meow, beautiful meow. Well, thanks, dear. How do you like my engagement bath?
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, I have it all decked out.
Mm-hmm.
Put it down for me, will you, sweetie?
I'll be happy to.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I'd like to present my shower gift to you.
Shower? Oh, if that isn't cute of you, giving me a shower for a shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, Miss P, you really have the best ideas.
Well, I thought you could use it no matter what happens.
And I made this sign for you, Lady Elaine.
Happy shower. I'll just put it in the bathroom. That's a great sign, X.
Mm-hmm.
We have the favors of the refreshments inside. Anna and Lady Aberlin are in there getting everything all ready.
Well, let's go in then.
Wait a minute, what about Corny?
Oh, I don't know whether he's coming or not.
But he's one of the guests of honor.
Well, he's busy, you know.
Yeah, he seems to be busy most of the time.
Oh, well, this is his rush time. You know, his salesman is here.
Well, I hope he makes it for the wedding.
Well, he helped pick the day. I mean, he says he likes Wednesdays. Wednesday wedding, Wednesday wedding. It even sounds pretty.
Pretty is as pretty does.
Meow, 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 your present, meow, Lady Elaine. Well, thanks, dear. Open it for me, will you, Miss P?
Certainly.
What is it? Meow, 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 meow. Wednesday handkerchief, meow.
That's what it says, Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday handkerchief. How thoughtful of you, Henrietta. Meow, 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 wear it, meow, meow, head.
Or use it for crying.
Or blowing your nose. Why, it's a wonderful present.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Joey.
I just finished my work this very instant, so I thought I'd come over.
Is Corny going to be able to come?
Hmm? Oh, no, he said he couldn't take the time. But he also told me that to wish you well in all your festivities.
Oh, wish me well. See what I mean? Such a thoughtful man. I just think I'll sing a song in honor of him. Lady Elaine, Lady Elaine, Mrs. Cornflake especially. Oh, Lady Elaine, Lady Elaine, you're a bride, not a bridesmaid, a lovely bride. Lady Elaine, someone loves you.
Hey, I'll just dance to that music.
Great!
Yeah!
Well, happy shower, Lady Elaine, and everybody.
And more happy shower things are inside. Come on down, everybody. Come in. Oh, sure, we will.
We're showering you, Lady Elaine.
Oh, thanks, sweets.
So whenever you hear that someone is going to a party that's called a shower, you'll know that they're not going to go there to take a shower. They're just going to help other people celebrate something special. The water that comes out of this shower and washes me off when I'm in there, and then the water and the soap suds go down the drain. I don't go down the drain, no. I couldn't go down the drain, and neither could you. See how small it is? Yeah, we're both too big for that. Some very young children are afraid of it, though. And if you know anybody who's afraid of it,
You could sing them a song like this. You could never go down, can never go down. You can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down. Can never go down the drain. The rain may go down, but you can't go down. You're bigger than any bathroom drain. You can never go down, can never go down. You can never go down the drain. Right. You could sing that to any young person who is afraid of that. Come on, let's go and see the fish. Are you ready, fish? Ready to go in with all the others? It's about time. Guess we just let tip the bag like this and see if it will swim right out. How do you feel in there? Has to get used to that water and all of those other fish. Give them a little food. Well, I'll check on them this weekend. About time for me to go. Good to be with you. Yeah, it's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special week for me. Mm-hmm. I like you just the way you are and just the way you're growing. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Broadcasting. This is PBS.